Just kind of feeling that seamlessness of mindfulness coming from either walking or being engaged in dialogue. Just coming back to your connection to the earth here. Collecting and gathering your energy. Opening to the sounds, feeling the air on your skin, feeling your connection to the earth. And just picking up that thread of mindfulness, noticing without any judgment or giving yourself a hard time about it, just noticing when it's dropped and we check out or indulge in storylines. And then just come back home to the breath and the body, sounds, sensations. So if you're reclining, go ahead and gently gather your knees in towards your chest. Bring yourself all the way up to sitting. Now we're going to start with a few long-held poses. A little different kind of approach to beginning today. You can come to butterfly pose, taking the feet forward with the soles of the feet together and the knees open. Now this posture can also be done on your back. So if you feel any strain in the lower back, you're having lower back issues or strain in the knees and this doesn't feel comfortable for your knees, you can do this on your back. Just holding your feet in towards your chest with your knees out to the sides. I have kind of bony ankles, so I like to put something soft under my ankles so you can put your sweatshirt or shawl or cushion under your ankles if you'd like to. And again, it's a big diamond shape. It's butterfly, like butterfly wings, the knees opening like butterfly wings. So we're just going to start sitting upright at first. You can rest your hands on your knees or your thighs. And if you would like a little support under the pelvis, again, it helps for the rotation of the pelvis if you have a little support under the sitting bones, or you can just take the flesh of the buttocks back a little bit, one side and then the other, and kind of pull that back so you're just slightly forward on the sitting bones. Soften the belly. And take a moment to notice any tension in the face or the jaw around the eyes. Any of that tendency to kind of pull up away from the earth. Just release down. Drop down into the kind of the pelvic belly, the lowest lower belly, and really let the abdomen soften. Let the floor of the pelvis soften. So these first few poses we're going to do are, we're going to not be engaging muscularly. They're yin-style poses, which means the way in which we're doing them is more receptive, less active. And there's physical aspects to this practice, and there's also energetic aspects to this practice, and I'm not going to really get into any of that, but what we are going to focus on is the mindfulness aspect of staying in a pose for a while in a more receptive way. So from here, you can either stay upright or you can come forward. And if you would like some support under your head, you can put your cushion there under your forehead, or palm on top of palm on the cushion, or elbows on the cushion, resting your face in your hands. It's fine to let the head hang if that feels okay for your neck. Okay, so since we're going to do a few of these postures, there's just a few simple principles to keep in mind when we do these long-held yoga postures. The first is to just come to the appropriate edge, meaning your own edge in the posture, not forcing, not pushing beyond that, but also not, you know, pulling far back away from the edge, unless you're getting like electrical sensations or you have sciatica in this pose, it would be better to do it on your back. Any radiating down the legs, anything like that, okay? Okay, and then the second principle here is that we're going to become very still. I'm not going to move around a lot in this pose. You want to find the comfortable edge for you, and then we're going to hang out there a little while, a few minutes. And we'll hold them between 3 and 5 minutes each. And you want to be muscularly unengaged. So you're going to feel a stretch, but you don't want to engage the muscles. Again, this is more of a receptive practice, going more into the connective tissue and the ligaments rather than the muscles. Although you're going to feel the stretch in the muscles. It's also working in the subtle body, the meridians, which are said to live in the connective tissue. So muscular, unengaged, and still, relatively still. And then the last principle that really differentiates this way of practicing is that we stay a while. It's not a dynamic practice in that sense of movement. I'm just staying in the pose. So at any point, if you notice this is not working for my body, do it on your back. Continuously checking in with that deeper wisdom, embodied wisdom. So the reason I'm choosing this way of practicing to begin with is to kind of pick up on the thread of what we're working with today, that Howie was talking about last night and this morning. You know, just really beginning to open to our experience even more fully. Noticing what arises when we do come into a position that may not be so comfortable, and where we're hanging out there a little while. So we get an opportunity to see what arises. And the attitude that shows up. We can notice if we immediately want to come out, when we suddenly don't like the teacher anymore. Or if we have more of this craving to go deeper, like, oh yes, I like these intense poses. Really get into it. So you can just notice for yourself, kind of with an attitude of curiosity, not judging or comparing or any of that, but just really with this kind of open-hearted curiosity. What arises? Particularly noticing those two poles of experience, the desire to push away the experience or hold on to it, keep it from changing. Empty out the jaw, soften the tongue, the throat, and the eyes. Soften the belly. Just a few more breaths there. And you can notice any inner reactivity to knowing you have a few more breaths. Is it like, oh? Or is it wanting to stay longer or come out right away? Good. And then slowly coming up. And in between each of these postures that we're going to do in the beginning of the practice today, we're just going to pause. Open up your knees, ankles. You can take your hands just behind your hips. Just let the blood flow, circulation, and energy move through the legs. Okay, the next couple of poses we're going to do lying on the belly. So come down onto your abdomen. If you kind of feel sensitive in the pelvis, the bones of the pelvis, you can put your square cushion underneath your pelvis. We're going to do some simple backward bends. Okay. Yeah. So the first variation we're going to do of the backward bend is Sphinx. We're going to come down to the forearms and elbows. I know if you're pregnant, you definitely want to have some support under your thighs so your belly can have room. And if you feel any kind of electrical sensations or shooting pains, that's called the wisdom of the body. And that means it's probably a good time to come out and just rest on your belly. So just take a moment to settle in. And again, we're muscularly unengaged. So if you are trained to really squeeze the glutes, the buttocks, or hug the thighs in towards the midline, or scoop the tailbone under, just let go of all of that for now. Allow the spine to drape between the base of the skull and the base of the spine, like a hammock. Just be mindful of the tendency for the head to migrate forward, which will load the shoulders. So just this gentle lift up and back of the base of the skull. And you can experiment a little bit with how far forward the elbows are. Some of you have them a little close back towards your rib cage, and that can make the shoulders feel tight. So just experiment a little bit for yourself to feel what feels like the best position. And find your breath here. All of the, one of the most foundational principles in working with the yoga asanas is this primary attention to the breath. So using that awareness to, again, invite openness of the flow of energy through the body. So if you notice compression in the lower back, which we are actually doing a little bit intentionally, we're really inviting the sacrum back into its home, because when we sit, a lot of the time it starts to pull away from the back body, the rounding in the lower back. So we're inviting that curve back into the lumbar spine. So you may feel a little compression there or discomfort. And breathe into that area. Can invite the breath to fill up that little space, that lumbosacral juncture at the very bottom of this lower spine and the sacrum, that big triangular bone at the very, very base of the spine. If you notice hardening right in the upper area of the tops of the backs of the shoulders, the upper trapezius, just melt a little between your shoulder blades, again, that kind of draping quality. We're just going to stay one more minute here. You're noticing what happens to your inner attitude when you know you're going to stay one more minute. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And then from here, let's just come down for a moment. Come down again, forehead now, you can rest on the palms. Just place one palm on top of the other, forehead resting on the back of the hands. Breathe into the back of the body. Again, as you come down, you can kind of notice any change in sensations in the back, especially around the sacrum and the lumbar area. There's a little bit of what we call squeezing and soaking. When you come into the pose, it squeezes all the fluids out of the tissues. And then when we come down, the tissues get flooded with freshly oxygenated blood, nourishing the area. And then we're going to take the palms under the shoulders now, and we're going to come into seal pose. So this is a little deeper back bend. So if you look at this and your body goes, uh-uh, then again, that's called the wisdom of the body, and you want to listen to that. If it looks okay, but then you come into it and your body says, uh-uh, then again, you want to come down. You can come back to Sphinx, or if you're feeling like that's enough of the sort of less engaged back bends, then you can come down to your belly and rest there. And again, just remember, muscularly unengaged, we've come to our appropriate edge, so we're not forcing, overriding those signals of the body. We're muscularly unengaged, and we're going to stay for a few minutes here. At any point, if you need to decrease the degree of the backward bend, feel free to do that. If you do, when we're in this deeper one, if you feel a little too much compression in the lower back, you can just engage the inner thighs a little bit. Again, remember that kind of neutral skull, so there's not too much tension in the neck. And particularly that area right between the shoulder blades, let it melt. Let it really melt. So sometimes this can feel like when we sit on the cushion and it's like turning the clock forward 15 minutes. Just right away we meet the edge. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, just noticing what your experience is, not diving into a story about your back or this kind of practice or what you're going to have for lunch, but just opening to whatever arises here, heat, resistance, ecstasy, whatever arises, just making room for it. And just about 30 more seconds here. See if you can soften internally a little more, opening to the breath. Find the breath again and again. And then releasing down again. Just come back to your belly, palm on top of palm under your forehead. Now, often when we do a pose like that, the kind of reactivity is, you know, again, I'm not saying that in a negative way, but just sort of the tendency is to want to go to a forward bend like child's pose. But we're going to pause so we can really feel that flooding, that nourishing of the opening of the flow of energy through the lower back, all the way along the spine, opening up those energy channels. Breathing into the back. Just resting here all the way down on your belly with your forehead on the backs of your hands. Now we're going to transition to child's pose. So I want you to do that very slowly and mindfully and feeling what happens as you move. So you're going to slowly lift to a little bit of a cobra at first as you inhale. Now as you exhale, begin gathering your belly back towards your spine as if you're lifting into child's pose from the abdomen. Pull all the way back to child's pose. We're going to do it with the arms forward if that feels okay. You can bend the elbows a little. Knees are fairly wide in this variation of child's pose to increase the opening in the back of the body. Just inviting the whole lumbar area to open and release. Breathe into the back ribs, kidney, adrenal area that gets very taxed from that whole current of our culture sucking us into the madness of busyness. So really letting that go and breathing into the back, kind of filling the kidneys as if you were inflating a couple of balloons with your breath. And then slowly coming up with your next inhalation all the way up to sitting. Okay, and you're going to take now a little support again if you feel it would be helpful under the sitting bones. And we're going to take the left foot in towards the right thigh, towards the pelvis, and the right leg out to the side. Now, for some of you, you're going to want to have support under the right knee. Or you can just bend the right knee a little bit. If your hamstrings are on the tighter side, it really helps to bend the knee. For the same thing we were talking about in the sitting, it allows the pelvis to rotate, which gives much more ease of movement in the lower back and the whole spine. Okay. And then we're going to turn towards the right thigh. Just kind of taking a little visual here, see if there's any other adaptations I need to offer. Okay. Now, if you're feeling pain in the left knee, you can support under that knee. You can also just keep the knee bent with the foot flat. Okay, so if that position is stressful on your knee in a not good way, then you want to support it. Okay, and then we're going to take one hand on each side of the right leg here. Just take a moment, lift to lengthen, elongate, invite that length and space in the spine. I always think of when I'm in yoga postures, the sense of nobility, you know, how I was talking about suffering, the Four Noble Truths, you know, it's like, if we're going to suffer, let's do it nobly. And then come forward. It's a good one to keep in mind when things come up that we can't avoid, which they will. Okay, so we're going to turn just slightly belly, ribs, and chest towards the thigh, and then we're just going to fold. And again, this muscularly unengaged, so if you want some support under your head, you can also take a cushion, put your elbows down, rest your head in your hands. You can stack palm on top of palm with your fists. For some people, it feels fine to let the head hang, so you have to just find for yourself what feels best for your body. And all four of these poses are specifically working with the energy channel that flows along the spine in the back, just because that's and also opening the hips. Because these are the things that are really most affected when we're sitting in meditation. Inner thighs, outer hips, and all along the spine. So again, coming to your appropriate edge, just kind of feeling where that is for you. If you need to adjust, bend the knee or use the cushion. And then become still and unengaged muscularly. So this is more of a receptive, releasing, letting go. Being conscious of what's happening in the neck. This one you can let the head hang if that feels okay. Noticing what's here. Strong sensations, tingling, warmth, throbbing, tugging, resistance, release. How are you relating to your experience? That's the name of the game. And just a few more breaths here. And then slowly coming back up as you inhale. Okay, and we're going to pause before we switch sides. So we're going to straighten the left leg out, straighten the right leg out. And can circle the ankles. You might want to bend and straighten the knees a little bit. Just opening the flow of energy through the legs. And then we're going to switch sides. Same thing on the other side. And one side might be a little different than the other. It might be extremely different than the other. So you may not have needed a cushion on one side and you need it on the other. Or you need it on the first side and you don't need it on the second side. So really give room for those asymmetries in the body, which we all have. And then again, we're going to take one hand on each side of the left leg. And again, just nobility, really embodying those four noble truths, in that sense that we can be with whatever arises, we can make room for it. And then as you feel able, coming forward, just twisting lightly towards the thigh as you fold. Here's a little quote from Kafka. You can hold yourself back from the sufferings of the world. That is something you are free to do if it accords with your nature. But perhaps this very holding back is the one suffering you could avoid. Can hold yourself back from the sufferings of the world. That is something you are free to do if it accords with your nature. But perhaps this very holding back is the one suffering you could avoid. So this yin quality, this quality of surrendering, letting go, it's not often in sync with the current of our culture. So you have to be a little bit of a rebel to surrender. Sort of a little bit of a paradox. Opening to what's not so comfortable. And then noticing how you're relating to your experience. And just a few more full breaths here. And letting go a little more with your exhalations. The letting go breath. Coming back up slowly with your next inhalation. Extending the legs out again. And just pause. Just circle the knees and the ankles. And just get that felt sense of integration. The blood flowing, the energy moving. Feeling the whole body for a moment after those intense, deep yoga postures, yin style postures. And then you can slowly make your way to your hands and knees. So now we're transitioning into more active yoga asanas, more dynamic. So as we do that, now we are going to be muscularly engaged, which is really important, actually, in the more dynamic postures to protect your joints. So we're going to begin here with just engaging the abdomen a little bit. We're going to exhale and empty out, and on that end of the exhalation, begin to move the hips back towards the heels, really rounding the spine, curling in. Again, focusing on that letting go breath, the exhale. And then as you inhale, come forward, roll your chest open, nice and slow, shoulder blades move down and in on the back. Begin exhaling and then continuing the exhale as you move back. Coming forward on your inhale. Again, you can just explore around in this movement a little bit like we did the first day and Anne was doing. If you want to move from side to side, kind of creating some freedom and mobility around the spine, around the sides of the body. Moving back and forth with your breath, just kind of feeling what movement is really going to invite the energy to flow a little more freely. There might be little pockets of tension or holding or stagnation, and just kind of see if you can get into some of those little nooks and crannies with your breath and the movements. And then open into downward facing dog or half dog pose. Remember, for those of you who may have vulnerable wrists or have something going on with your wrists, you can always curl the fingers into a fist and use the knuckles of the hands, between the big knuckle and the middle knuckle of the fingers. You could also do this on your forearms and elbows. It's called dolphin pose, but you're welcome to do this on your forearms and elbows instead of with the arms straight. And then just take a few full breaths here. Again, allowing a little movement, you want to drop your hips to the right a little. And then drop the hips to the left or pedal the feet. Just kind of feel into the pose from the inside. So kind of letting go of some of the structural kind of concepts of the yoga postures and feeling it more from the inside. And then we're going to come back down to hands and knees. I'm going to have you do a little bit of pranayama in asana. So we're going to do specific focus with the breath. It's a very calming, grounding effect on the nervous system. We're going to move on exhale, hold. So if you ate a lot for breakfast and you're still feeling that, you want to just move on your breath. You don't want to create a lot of digestive problems. For those of you who have brought another being with you inside, you also don't want to move on exhale, hold, those precious beings. So here, we're just going to exhale and empty out. Hold the breath out. On empty, move your hips back towards your heels. Inhale, come forward. Roll your chest open, stay in neutral, exhale, empty all the way out. Lift your belly back towards your spine, unless there's a baby in there. Hold your breath out. Hips move back on empty. Drop your chin towards your chest. Inhale, come forward. You can do that three more times. Exhale, empty. hold, move back on empty. Inhaling forward. Okay, last two, doing your own rhythm. Emptying out, moving on exhale, hold. But after the last one, just come back to neutral pause. Return to your natural breath. Notice how the breath may have changed. Notice how the mind stream may have shifted, changed. And then from here, we're going to do the same thing from hands and knees. We're going to exhale, empty out, and then we're going to move from hands and knees to downward facing dog on empty, on exhale, hold. So take a deep breath. And if any of this feels like too much pressure or uncomfortable in a not good way, then just move with the breath. So exhale, empty all the way out. Gather the belly back towards the spine. Hold the breath out. Turn your toes. Come into whatever variation of downward dog you're doing. Pause for a few heartbeats. And then inhale there. Exhale there, staying in dog pose. Inhale back down. Open the chest. Slide your shoulder blades down and in on your back. Exhale, empty. Hold the breath out. Move on exhale, hold. Pause for a few heartbeats in whatever variation of dog pose you're doing. Then inhale there. Exhale there. Inhale back down. Roll your chest open, completing the in-breath. Three more times like that. Exhale, empty. Again, you can do this in your own rhythm. Everybody's got a slightly different breath ratio, so do it in your own rhythm. Three more times. After the last one, when you come down, this time make your way down to your forearms and elbows and interlace your fingers. So you're on your knees, forearms and elbows, interlacing the fingers. And just pause there for a moment. Let go of the weight of the skull. Let your natural breath flow back in. And then inch your elbows a little more forward of your shoulders. We're going to lift the hands up, keep the elbows down. So your hips are just over your knees. Elbows are forward of the shoulders. Chest is draping open. If you're not feeling much opening in the upper back, just move your elbows a little more forward. Inch them a little more forward, yeah. And if your hips are all the way back towards your heels, you want to bring the hips forward over the knees. Hands are lifted towards the ceiling, elbows are down, kind of pointing the fingertips up or the palms together or hands interlaced. Empty out the jaw. Again, this is that, you're probably going to feel many of you in your shoulders, but it also targets that spot between the shoulder blades that the head tends to kind of hang from. That X marks the spot there. Okay, and then go ahead, bring your forearms and elbows back down. Okay, we're going to go a little deeper into that spot. We're going to do a twist here. So if you're pregnant, you want to do not such a deep twist. You want to do kind of a wide, easy variation of this, not going deeply into it. We're going to take the left hand on the floor on the outside of the mat. Actually, if you're pregnant, just walk both hands over to the left corner of your mat. Okay, if you're not, you can take your left hand on the floor on the outside of the mat and slide your right arm under so your right shoulder comes down and your right side of your head comes down. Okay, now you want to really roll more onto your right shoulder so there's less weight on the neck and head. So the left hand's on the floor on the outside of the mat. The right arm comes underneath the left, twisting. And again, you want to really roll the weight back onto that outer right shoulder so you feel less weight on the neck and head. You can press down into your left hand as leverage with the left elbow bent to gently deepen into the twist, but also deepen from this movement of the belly back and the exhale, really turning from deep in the pelvic belly. Long exhalations. And then slowly unwinding with your next in-breath. Pause for a moment, just soften there. And then you're going to switch sides. So if you're pregnant, you're going to walk your hands towards the right corner of your mat, or you can take your right hand on the floor on the outside of the mat, left arm comes under this time. Same thing, other side. Again, be very mindful of your neck in this posture. So you want more weight on the outer left shoulder, kind of moving back more towards the shoulder blade with the twist, not so much with the weight on the head. And then deepening into the twist with your exhalations, nice long out breaths, deepening into the twist with your exhales. And unwinding slowly back to center, pause in the middle. And we're going to do that one more time on each side. So again, either walking your hands to the left corner of your mat or taking your left hand on the outside of the mat, right arm under, right shoulder rolling down. And then this time, you can either stay in the pose as is, or you can slowly sweep the left fingertips towards the floor in front of your mat there, kind of cupping the fingers on the floor. And this is a little tricky, so you have to keep kind of stable through the right side, but you can extend the left leg back, and then you can go a little deeper into the twist. Just be aware you might topple over.
And you want to bend the left elbow so you have a little more leverage there. If you're, whichever variation you're in, that left elbow is bent. And if your hand is more forward, it gives you a little more room to turn the head. So you're really even more on that outer. And then go ahead and switch sides. So again, you just start with the right hand on the floor on the outside of the mat. Left arm comes under, rolling more onto the left shoulder. And then you can sweep your right hand forward or just keep it as is, the previous variation. You can cup the fingers if you reach the right hand forward. Roll more onto that outer left shoulder towards the scapula, towards the shoulder blade. And then if you feel able, you can extend the right leg back. Either way, the right elbow is bent, so you can use that hand as leverage for the twist. Good. And then slowly unwinding, coming back to center. Pause again for a moment. Just take a couple breaths. And then back to downward facing dog. We're just going to stay there for a breath cycle. And then we're going to step the right foot forward between the hands. Coming into a lunge here. And just pause there for a moment. Go ahead and bring your back knee down. And you can place your left hand on the floor, or if you want a little extra height here, go ahead and put your cushion under your left hand so you have a little extra lift. Again, if this feels hard on the wrist, come up to the knuckles so there's not so much of an angle in the wrist. And then just pause for a moment. Soften the shoulders, soften the jaw, soften the tongue, the face and eyes. Okay, so again, as we do some twists here, just be very mindful if you are pregnant. Okay, just really want to emphasize that. Just keep it very spacious. Okay, relax your right shoulder, and then we're going to turn the left toes under. Lift the left knee up off the floor. You can also do this with the left knee down, so if this feels too strenuous, just do it with the back knee down. And then we're going to open to the right. Now, this can also be done on your back. Laying on your back, taking the right knee across your body to the left. Okay, so if you're feeling fatigued or you're just knees are achy, you're just not in the mood, then feel free to do this on your back. But be mindful of your relationship to your experience. You can drop a little deeper with your right thigh and just send a strong current of energy through the back leg and foot towards the wall behind you. If your neck feels stiff, look down, release the weight of the skull. But really opening to the right towards the sky. And then slowly unwind, both hands down. Lower your back knee. Okay, so if you're pregnant, you're just going to keep your left hand down and you're going to sweep your right arm up, keeping the back knee down. If you're not, you're going to take your right hand to your right thigh and you're going to sweep the left arm up towards the sky, really reaching up. And then we're going to take the left elbow on the outside of the right knee, one palm on top of the other, turning, looking down at first. So when you turn, turn from deep in the belly, moving from the hara, belly, then ribs, then chest to the right. And you can either keep the back knee down, or if you'd like a little stronger variation of this pose, go ahead and lift the back knee up. Again, if you're on your back, you're just going to go a little deeper into the twist. Okay, lift your heart towards your head. And then again, if your neck feels stiff, just look down for a moment. Release the weight of the skull. Find your breath, find your breath. Okay, unwind slowly. Both hands on the floor, pause. Lower your back knee if the back knee is up. And then just pull your hips back towards your left heel for a moment, opening the back of the body. Lengthening out over the right thigh. Good, and then switching sides. So if you want to take child's pose or downward dog in between, you can choose. Either coming back to dog pose or just sitting back towards your heels for a couple breaths. Okay, and then we're going to switch sides. So go ahead and take your left foot forward between your hands. The right hand's going to be on the inside of the left foot. So again, if you want a little cushion there, place that there or come up to the knuckles rather than having the pressure on the wrist. And then go ahead and either keep the back knee down or lift it up. We're going to open to the left. Just turning belly, ribs, and chest to the left. Nice wide wings here. A lot of power and energy streaming through the back leg if the back knee is up. It's your anchor, that back leg. I'm going to invite the whole spine to just lift up and rotate, kind of spiraling open out of that rootedness of the back leg and foot. Again, feel free to do this on your back. Look down, release your neck for a moment. And then sweep both hands down. Go ahead and lower your back knee down. Pause. And then we're going to go deeper into the twist. So you know your variation. If it doesn't feel appropriate to go really deep in a twist, left hand to your left thigh, right arm up. Right up on the outside of the left knee. Palm on top of palm. Turning belly, ribs, and chest to the left this time. Back knee can stay down, or you can lift the back knee up off the floor, either way. Deepening into the pose with your breath. If the neck feels stiff, look down. Again, if the back knee's up, a lot of energy streaming through the back leg. Find your breath, so finding that inner ease, even in a more active pose, that balance of yin and yang, activity and receptivity. Okay, unwind. Pull back. Fold over the front leg. And let your head go. Good. Step back, child's pose or downward facing dog. Couple full breaths there. Again, give yourself permission to move around a little in these poses now that we're in a more dynamic style of practice. Again, just really the sense of opening to the flow of energy. Yoga asana practice, the physical practice, is really designed to open the flow of energy through the body. All those rivers of energy. We're irrigating the channels. That's actually the image that's often used in the yoga texts, is like a farmer irrigating his fields or her fields. That opening of the flow of energy. Okay, we're going to step the right foot forward now. And then you can bring your back foot in a little closer. So if you have a child in your belly, you want to take your feet wider apart, left and right from each other. So you have a more space for the baby. Okay. And then what we're going to do here is we're just going to take the left hand on the inside of the left foot. If you want to use your cushion under your hand for a little extra height, feel free to do that. Sweep your right hand to your right hip. Turn belly, ribs, and chest to the right, opening to the right. Again, if you're pregnant, this is a very wide twist. You're not going deeply into it. You can keep the left hand farther out to the left. Okay, move your right hip away from your right shoulder as you open to the right, and lift your heart towards your head. Create length and space along the side of the body. Good, and then slowly unwind. Bend your right knee, step up off your back foot. Yes, that's what I said. Lift the back leg up off the floor. Okay, you can also keep your back foot down. Just step it in a little closer. Again, this pose can also be done on your back with one leg out to the side and one leg straight out. Slowly sweep your right hand to your right hip and start to turn belly, ribs, and chest to the right. If you need more stability, take your left toes back down to the floor. Just stepped in a little closer. As you feel able, right hand to the sky, reach up. Glide your heart towards your head, get a little longer through the spine as you press your back foot towards the wall behind you if the leg is lifted. Again, this pose can also be done on your back where you have one leg out and you're extending the other one into a twist across the body. Just look down, release the neck. Unwind. Step your left foot back to a lunge. And this time we're going to turn the right foot in towards the left. So the feet are parallel but wide. Walk your hands to the middle and fold forward. Bend your knees as much as you need to here. Feel the right side of the body. Feel the left side of the body. Noticing sensations, energy flow, and attitude. What's the tone here? Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, wanting more, wanting less. Content. Empty out with your exhales. Walk your hands towards your left foot this time. Turn your right foot in towards your left foot towards the back of the room. We're going to do the revolving triangle first. We're going to take the hand on the inside of the left foot or on the cushion on the inside of the left foot. Again, widen your stance. Even if you're not pregnant, sometimes it just feels to take the feet laterally a little wider from each other. Gives more space for the belly and the pelvis. And then we're going to twist. We're going to take the left hand to the left hip. And then turning very slowly from the belly, not from the head. Notice how the head always wants to lead. Turn from the hara, from your belly center. Then your ribs, then your chest, then the left hand towards the sky. And create some space through the side body. Move the left hip away from the left shoulder. Lengthening and opening. Exhale. the neck feels stiff, look down to the right, even as the left arm is up. And then sweep the left hand down. Go ahead and step up off the back foot, or just step in closer. If you need a little more stability there, just step the back foot in a little closer. Or the right leg comes up parallel to the floor. You choose. Again, you can also do this on your back. And then slowly spiraling open to the left. Whether your back foot is down, if you're on your back, or you're standing, you're coming into a twist here. Find your breath. Find your breath. Good. Releasing back down, stepping back to a lunge. Balance poses are a great place to work with whatever arises. They tend to bring everything right up. Okay, turning left foot in towards your right, folding forward again. This time you can either keep your hands down or interlace your fingers behind your back, bring your hands overhead towards the floor in front of you. Either way, just feel into your own body and what feels most juicy for you right now. Let go of the weight of the skull, whatever variation you're in. Just emptying, emptying, emptying out. You can also do this standing up, just with the hands interlaced behind you, or bending the knees a lot. And then hands back to the floor, walk back towards the right. So turn your right foot towards the front of the mat, come back to the lunge, with the back knee up. Step back to downward facing dog, just pull back. A couple more full breaths there. And then all the way back to child's pose. Child's pose isn't comfortable for you. For some people, it's hard on the knees. You can either put little knee pads behind the knees, between the calf and the thigh, or just lay on your back and hug your knees towards your shoulders. Just kind of taking that issue out of the equation. Belly is soft. And then in child's pose here, exhale, empty all the way out. And just hold your breath out for 3, 4, 5 seconds. Then let the inhalation flood back in. Just do that like 3 times. Emptying, holding the breath out. Slowly make your way back onto your backs for Shavasana. Make sure you have what you need to be super comfortable. If your back feels tight, it's nice to have a little support under the knees. Make sure you're warm. Coming back to those long exhales. Letting go of the weight of the bones. Feel the support of the earth beneath you. And just give yourself over to her, Mother Earth. Let go. This is Jennifer Wellwood. It's my favorite poem. I have it posted on my desk. It's called Unconditional. Willing to experience aloneness, I discover connection everywhere. Turning to face my fear, I meet the warrior who lives within. Opening to my loss, I gain the embrace of the entire universe. Surrendering into emptiness, I find fullness without end. Each condition I flee from pursues me. Each condition I welcome transforms me and becomes itself transformed into its own radiant jewel-like essence. Each condition I flee from pursues me. Each condition I welcome transforms me and is self-transformed into its own radiant jewel-like essence.
for the last few breaths here, just really feeling the whole body breathing, feeling tone that's present, and that sense of noticing, is it pleasant, unpleasant, or more neutral? Welcoming it all. And slowly begin to gather your knees in towards your chest. You can roll out to one side to come up to sitting. We're going to transition into seated meditation, or if you know you have an interview group, just pause for a moment. Reconnect to the earth, and then mindfully make your way to your sitting group, I mean your interview group. If you're staying in the room for meditation, we're going to do a little pranayama first to help keep the energy bright.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.